spending each commercial break drawing inappropriate cartoons. Here's Carpenter and Rothman.
Welcome back in, Carpenter and Rothman. Anthony Rothman, Bobby Carpenter, PGA Tour. I mean, it feels like almost, it feels like months ago now that the Players Championship had to pull ripcord in the middle of the tournament, and I believe we're up to 11 and counting now, and I think it got really real for everyone when the Masters postponed, but there have been tournaments that have canceled after that with Harbortown and certainly at Quail Hollow, and Memorial hopefully is going to hang in there, but it is coming up fast and furious here the first week of June, and we're very fortunate to have on the tournament director of the Memorial, Dan Sullivan, as we get ready hopefully for the 45th Memorial at the course that Jack built. Dan, it's good to have you. How are you and your family?
My family and I are great. Anthony and Bobby, hopefully yours are as well. Tough times, isn't it?
Very tough, and I know you guys, no one is escaping this, and I think you handled it very well with the press release about how that this is a health concern, and you guys are going to follow certainly the orders of the experts and the health officials. But, Dan, I guess I'd ask you this. Do you feel like in your mind that there's an actual drop-dead date as the tournament director where you'd say, well, if we can't, you know, get word, or do you, can you take it all the way up until the event? I mean, some of these have canceled way ahead of time. Do you feel like there's a drop-dead date for you?
There are a couple of them along the way, and you just think about how you go about creating the golf tournament. So you think over the next couple of weeks, if it's a normal year, we'd start building. We start building all the tents around the golf course and all the temporary facilities that go in. We're pushing that back as far as we can, which is realistically, you know, the third or fourth week of April. Then you just think about everyone who's involved in this tournament, players, volunteers, sponsors, our patrons, media. And you think about each one of those and what they have to do to plan their, their anticipation of attending the tournament. And none of this we can project because we're not making the decision. Ultimately, I've shared it with our staff and everyone else. Ultimately, it's the decision of the state and Governor DeWine on when the public gathering ban is released and the stay in shelter is released. And if those are done in a period of time that we think it's conceivable, we can continue to plan and put on the memorial, then we're going to. So the answer is we could go into May a little bit, probably. The tournament would look different than what it would in a normal year, but it definitely would. We definitely have the ability to create a tournament in a matter of weeks.
We're talking with Dan Sullivan, Memorial Director here on the Bryan Heating Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. And Dan, you know, as you look at that, you're talking about building galleries and all the stuff that goes around it for the fans. Has there been a thought or is there a consideration of potentially doing a gallery-less tournament at the Memorial this season?
Yeah, the tour definitely has talked about it. They were considering it, obviously, for the players on that Friday. There are varying opinions on that one because even if we didn't have galleries, we'd still have a fair amount of people at the golf course conducting the tournament just to put it on television and to make it available to media. So the group would be much smaller. It'd take about 1,000, 1,500 people in order to put the tournament on without galleries. That's still a lot of people getting together. So depending on that ban on people gathering, that could be an impediment for us. I think in the end, the product is best with people. Probably every sport is figuring that out over time. And we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that when we produce the tournament, it's going to have the opportunity to bring people together. Now, the one thing I keep on thinking about, let's say the protocol works and we're going through this phase and we're coming out of a period of April where the curve is flattened and it's starting to go the other way. The memorial could be in perfect position as a place where it's an opportunity to everyone's getting back to maybe a little bit of normalcy in their lives. And it's a chance to get together. And it's a great outdoor venue for people to get together. And I think there'd be a ton of energy behind that. It all just comes down to, you know, the decision-making time, what's going on in the state, and frankly, what's going on around the world.
Dan Sullivan with us, Memorial Tournament Director out at Dublin, Muirfield Village Golf Club. as the tournament is still scheduled. It has not been postponed or canceled. The tournament days, the 1st through the 7th, golf the 4th through the 7th out at Muirfield Village. So everyone is hoping, and you're right. We have heard a lot of that early June type of talk, whether it be for the NBA or baseball. And you're right, Dan, we're all just sitting here kind of hoping. I know you've had to be in touch with Jack Nicklaus, the founder of the tournament, and I know he has spoken publicly about it, and it's mostly about the health concern, not about the tournament. If the June date comes and goes and you can't do it, is then the Memorial lost for the year? There's no other place or time I would think you'd be able to sandwich it in, because majors are falling too, and would those get priority?
I think the phrase is, it's been used a couple of times, everything's on the table. The good news for us is that we've got a great tournament that players want to be a part of, and it's well known across the country and the world as a prominent event. We're really waiting to see how everything unfolds relative to the major championships. So you pointed out that the Masters has been postponed. The PGA Championship is postponed. My guess is the U.S. Open's not far behind, and possibly even the Open Championship. So when you look across the calendar, those are priority. The majors will be placed first. I think that something will happen in the next week where since the Olympics is no longer scheduled for this year, that opens up a date that is critical. And then understanding that later in the year, there are a couple of weeks that are open. And my expectation is that we'll have an indication on the majors here very soon. And then from that point, you know, we're in constant contact with the tour, understanding that, hey, if there is an opportunity along this calendar, we're raising our hand and saying, hey, consider us because of the prominence of the tournament and all we've contributed to the tour and to the local community over time. So we're hopeful that those conversations can continue. And my guess is that'll play out over the next week to 2 weeks, and then we'll be able to have a better indication of where we're going to end up for the year.
We're talking with Dan Sullivan, Memorial Tournament Director here on Carpenter and Rothman. And Dan, you send out the player invitations. Is there any consideration around that about potentially guys, and this wouldn't just be true for Memorial, but you know, since that's more specific to you, you know, people's anxiety of potentially traveling where it could go on, but there could be, you know, depleted fields really across many of the tournaments should they go on, just simply due to, you know, any fear of potentially something happening?
Absolutely. And you have no clue. You know, we're really proud of our field as 120 players, and they come from all over the world. You just think about it, right? Now no one's allowed into the country. So anybody who's outside the country, who knows when that's going to be lifted? I think our field will look different. It will – plenty of players are in the United States, and they'll be able to get here the way they travel nowadays. But, you know, they could be living in a part of the country that is completely different than what we're facing here in Ohio. The scenarios are endless, and there's no real answer other than – you know, we sit here today working off of two parallel paths, one with the expectation we're going to have it, and the other one with the potential of it not coming to reality, and trying to build scenarios for both.
And you have been in contact, I assume, with Jack Nicklaus. What is he passing on to you?
The same. You know, he's as curious as anybody about how this is going to play out. There's no question about it. He wants to have the Memorial Tournament played this year, and he's communicated that effectively, and all of us do. So I think that he'll be a strong advocate for that to happen, and you know, he's going to pitch in wherever he can to ensure that happens. But frankly, it's all out of our hands at this point.
Right.
And so he's committed, and all of us want to see the same thing. And with any luck, we're going to be able to have it hosted this year, whether it's the week of June 1st or any other time during the year.
Listen, people aren't blowing smoke. The players talk about it. The fans talk about it. The media talks about it. It is perhaps the best tournament outside of any major. The feel of it is major-like, and it's the annual right here of spring into summer for the Ohio golf fan and beyond. So, Dan, let me just reiterate. So you say you could go into May a little bit before he had to pull the plug. even though it might look a little different. Like you said, you're an invitational, so you have that right as far as fields go. But you think you could create a tournament in just a couple of weeks?
Yeah, we think so. We've that scenario we've drawn out and figured out what would need to happen in order for us to start a little bit later and be able to meet that June deadline. You can appreciate we're starting to receive equipment now. So we frankly just have put it out in one of our fields and let it sit there for a little bit, waiting on these final determinations. So yeah, we could, no question about it. And the tour would absolutely support us on that as well. And then we do have some flexibility. You know, I saw our superintendent, Chad Mark, for 1 second this morning. And he said, you know, the grass keeps on growing. So nothing's changed. He's got to get this golf course ready in anticipation of something, you know, a world-class event coming to town the week of June 1st. Meanwhile, you know, everyone else is not thinking about that, right? So it's just the parallels that we're facing here are really unique. And I didn't think I'd ever remotely come to close to having to pay attention to something like this. I know no one else has either. And we're a small little piece of the overall. But hopefully what we're going to be is a nice relief to everyone somewhere down the road here.
Wouldn't that be great? And I'm in full support of canceling Media Day as long as you and I can roll that ping pong table out into the street.
Yes.
And continue our battles. Okay?
There's a 6-foot separation on the ping pong court, so I'm ready. Better than last year. That's all I'm going to say.
Well done. Dan, thanks for taking time for us, man. I know that it's troubling, but best to you and Tom Sprouse and everybody at the tournament that puts that on and your family. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks.
Thank you.
The great Dan Sullivan, as they still hope for the 45th Memorial out at Jack's Place. We'll be back in moments. Carpenter and Rothman on The Fan.
Happy birthday to us. Proud to be your Heritage Sports Talker for 25 years. And we couldn't do it without you. Now let's hug The Fan, Ohio sports destination.